Matt Flynn, direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. We're going to go back to the lines. Nick of Lake Mills, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's your mind today, Nick of Lake Mills?
Hey, good morning, Matt. I thought the first rule of getting power when you get it is to keep it and maintain it and do whatever you can to, like, ensure that you get reelected and win again. So I don't know why we didn't go in there and they just started when the Democrats took power, that they should just do whatever they can to maintain that power and start firing people and start hanging charges on people and getting them out of there. You know?
Right. No, you're absolutely right. And that's true at the federal and the state level. I think at the state level, Evers has done that. He's put up various good cabinet appointments and the Republicans have stymied them. At the federal level, Biden, to his credit, has gone through the government, fired people. He's getting sued. Too bad, so sad. Spicy is suing him. Sean Spicer, remember Spicy?
Yes,
press
sir.
Secretary for Trump, who was satirized by Melissa McCarthy on Saturday Night Live. Spicy got stuck on the board of directors of the Naval Academy, and Biden threw him off. And that's just an example. There are a couple of others. It's all very good. But here's the problem.
I got one other question
here's
for you,
the problem. The Republicans have to confirm some successors. Josh Hawley of Missouri, who's really bad, will not confirm anybody in the State Department until, as he says, quote, Biden fires his Secretary of Defense, Secretary of State, and NSA advisor. Well, that's not going to happen. And then what you have is you have Cruz of Texas. He's permitted now two ambassadors to go through, Salazar of Mexico and the ambassador of the United Nations. 50 some odd others are not there. Everybody in Milwaukee is waiting for Tom Barrett to become Ambassador Luxembourg so they can run for mayor. That ain't going to happen anytime soon. And that is because there are Senate rules where any senator can say, okay, I want to debate this for days. For days! Well, everything else goes away and there's no time to do it. And we could have set that rule aside with majority vote. You do not need, it can't be filibustered, but it requires Sinnerman Manchin and they won't go along with it. You see what's going on, Nick? I mean,
yes,
so,
sir. I got a question for you.
How do we do it?
One question for you.
How do you, what do you think we should do?
I got an idea. If they don't vote for the infrastructure bill, I mean, from what I understand, that if they don't vote for it and it passes, that their state still benefit from the infrastructure bill. So
what
if you don't vote for it and you vote no? Well, then you don't get any appropriations from the infrastructure when it passes. If you got two Republican senators that vote no, then Kentucky gets nothing. And then all the Democratic states or the people that vote for it, they get double. They get whatever Kentucky was going to get or whatever. So if you get one Republican senator that votes for the bill, I mean, you only need like a half a dozen Republicans. I'm like, vote for it. And then you get, you know, one Republican senator votes for it. Your state gets appropriated one vote's worth of infrastructure bill. Because they'll benefit it. If it passes, they'll get the benefit from it, even if they vote no. So if you vote no, you get nothing. Too bad, too sad.
And that's pretty smart. You know, Nick, you're in Lake Mills. I know Lake Mills. My wife has relatives in Lake Mills. It's a nice town. It's also fairly conservative. I would love to see you run for office. I think you should talk to the local Democratic Party in Jefferson County and go, you should be a guy that runs for the state Senate, frankly, or the state assembly. Keep that in mind. You know, I'm tired of the shilly-shallying around by our elected representatives. I really am. And I like that kind of thinking, Nick. Thank you very much for calling in. That's terrific. Really, truly terrific. Thank you. Okay, everybody. I want to alert you to something. Everybody's very smug, and they're telling me, oh, well, Trump's not going to run for president in 2024. And I beg to differ. Let me give you a little facts. You're not woke unless you know history. You're not woke unless you know current events. And I'm going to give you some facts right now. Trump was prepared to announce for president several months ago. Came very, very close. All of his people got together, his fellow travelers and running dogs, and they said, don't do it, because then you just become a symbol of the 2022 elections, and you already kind of are, but you really will be in spades if you do this. So we have devised what's called a wink and nod approach. Wink and nod. So if a reporter said you're running for president, you wink and you nod. If but then you say, I'm seriously considering it, and then you laugh. Okay, then you laugh. For one thing, you don't have to file anything. You don't have to file anything. You don't have to file financial statements. You don't have to file all this stuff. You don't have to file all this stuff. And then you're going to keep wincing, winking, nodding, giggling for another year or so until after the 2022 elections. Now, let me give you some hard good news and some hard bad news. The good news is Stephanie Grisham, his former communications director, wrote a book, and they just disclosed one thing. She said, if Trump runs in 2024 and is elected, quote, he'll be about revenge. He'll be about revenge. He'll be about revenge. We do not need a revenge tour. We do not need a revenge tour. You know, you have rock stars that go, this is a comeback tour, or this is, you know, whatever, whatever tour. We don't need a revenge tour, because the revenge he's going to take is against the interests of the United States. He'll be back in Putin's lap. He'll take revenge against the EU, our allies. He'll take revenge against Ukraine, let the Russians go in deeper and take over Ukraine. Ukraine used to be part of Poland. You knew that. So did Lithuania. In the 18th century, Poland was the largest by landmass country in Europe. Around 1795, Russia, Prussia, and Austria cut it up, disappeared from the map. No Poland, the whole 19th century to the First World War. Then it came back again and existed for a few decades till the Nazis took it. Then the Russians, communists took it. 1989, was a Pope John Paul II and Lech Walesa, the great electrician and union leader, secured the independence of Poland, and we want to keep it that way. Russia does not want to keep an independent Ukraine. They certainly aren't keeping an independent Belarus. They have their eyes on Lithuania, Latvia, and Estonia. We need strong presidents. But all we got with Trump is servility to Putin, because Putin funded him for well over 10 years before he became president, well over 10 years. Putin also has the Steele video. A lot of people say, well, that was a fake. No one's seen it. It's a matter of opinion. My own view is no man who's the president of the United States, most powerful country in the world. Russia has an economy the size of Italy. It's not consequential economically. Licks the shoes of Putin the way he did just because of money. They did it because of sexual embarrassment, in my view. You may not agree, then it's just the money, that's your view. Okay, I respect your view. We do not want a president there licking the boots of Putin. Now, okay, what are the data? What are the data? There was a poll in Iowa. This will make the hair on a monkey's back stand straight on end. Trump in Iowa right now, 91% of approval among Republicans, and he's basically even in favorability. Be very careful about this guy going forward. Be very, very careful about this guy going forward. I'll tell you what, if he gets in a primary, he is going to have DeSantis as his opponent. You think people in Iowa are going to vote for DeSantis over Trump? Trump will get nominated. And if he gets nominated and he's against Biden, I think Biden will beat him. But if he ends up being against Kamala Harris, I don't know. And who else do we got? We are in a precarious time in American history. We cannot have a Putin servant back in the presidency of the United States. We cannot have a servant of a Russian dictator, an authoritarian, the head of organized crime in Russia, back in the presidency. There is a question I'm going to handle very quickly that came in online. Doc Hendrickson says, could it be that the Justice Department lacks manpower due to politicization of civil service protection and they've been cut off at the knees? Doc, that's a good point. There has been politicized civil service here in Wisconsin. They got rid of it. The Republicans got rid of it. We want civil service. It didn't exist in this country till 100 years ago, and now it's under attack. And yes, that may be part of it, but the big part of it is you have Josh Hawley and Cruz stopping any consideration or appointment of ambassadors or people in our National Security Agency, and everybody complains about the withdrawal from Afghanistan. The people supposed to supervise that area of Asia and Afghanistan itself were held up by Cruz and Hawley, who now complain. We need people in these positions around the world. China and Russia understand that we are divided. They divide us by hacking into the internet. They divide us by fake Facebook. And the Republican Party is doing their dirty work. The Republican Party is an agent of Chinese and Russian penetration of our politics and our government. And they're doing the work of these people by holding up appointments of ambassadors and NSA people. Going to a break. The lines are still open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break. No such zone. Return to sender.